This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Five Maoists have surrendered today in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. Out of these, 13 Maoists had a reward of 68 lakh rupees declared on their heads. It is for the first time that such a large number of Maoists surrendered together in the state. Bijapur district's superintendent of police, Jitendra Kumar Yadav, said that those who surrendered include Maoists of the level of militia commanders and deputy commanders active in the Maoists' PLGA battalion and other companies. The surrendered Maoists were given a cheque of 25,000 rupees each as an incentive under the state government's rehabilitation policy. In Odisha, 11 coaches of the Bengaluru-Guwahati Kamakhya Superfast Express train derailed near Nirgundi railway station in Cuttack district today. According to the preliminary reports, one person has lost his life, while at least seven persons are injured, with some reported to be in critical condition. The injured passengers are being shifted to SCB Medical College and Hospital at Cuttack. The train was heading towards Kamakhya from Bengaluru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said government's topmost priority is to ensure that the poorest of the poor receive best medical treatment. He said crores of people are benefiting from free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of Madhav Netralya Premium Centre at Nagpur in Maharashtra. He also highlighted the importance of Janaushadhi Kendras, where poor and middle-class citizens can access affordable medicines.
Ayushman Bharat ke karan, aaj karodon logon ko mukt ilaaj ki suvidha mil rahi hai. Hazaron Jan Aushadhi Kendra, desh ke garibon ko, madhyam vargiya parivaron ko sasti dawaen de rahe hain.
Mr. Modi said, Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, that is RSS volunteers, are working selflessly in various spheres and parts of the country. The Prime Minister also highlighted the contributions of RSS founders Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Madhav Rao Golwalkar in inspiring the national spirit in India. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah today dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone of several development projects and schemes worth over 800 crore rupees in Bihar. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi for establishing a dedicated Ministry of Cooperation, emphasizing the sector's growth after 75 years of independence. The minister was addressing the gathering at the inaugural session of the Cooperative Conclave in Patna. He credited the cooperative and agriculture sectors for reaching new heights. He also assured that the centre is committed to Bihar's development, with initiatives like the creation of the Makhana Board. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. He said, India is the third country in the world where the maximum textile waste is generated. He, however, noted that many commendable efforts are being undertaken in India to deal with this challenge. Prime Minister Modi observed that some cities are also carving a new identity for themselves in dealing with textile waste.
Bharat duniya ka teesra aisa desh hai jahan sabse jyada textile waste nikalta hai. Lekin mujhe khushi hai ki hamare desh mein is chunauti se nipatne ke liye kai sarahaniya prayas kiye ja rahe hain. Kai bhartiya startups ne textile recovery facilities par kaam shuru kiya hai. Ve purane kapdon aur joote chappalon ko recycle kar zarurmandon tak pahunchate hain. Kuch samasthaye purane kapde lekar use dobara upyog karne layak banati hain aur garibon tak pahunchati hain.
The traditional New Year festivals of Chaitra Sukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Cherauba are being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day also marks the beginning of Chaitra Navratri. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdish Dhankhar and Prime Minister Modi extended greetings to the people on the occasion. And that's the end of this news bulletin.